Fewer than 20% of school districts outside of New York City have expressed interest in expanding their pre-kindergarten programs. Critics say that falls far short of the goals of a program billed in the state budget as universal pre-K. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
When the state budget was approved back in April, Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders touted funding for pre-kindergarten that they said could lead to universal pre-K in New York. Senate co-leader Jeff Klein was one of the biggest advocates.
We're looking forward to having a fully funded universal pre-K program in the state of New York.
New York City received $300 million, the amount Mayor Bill de Blasio estimated was needed to offer pre-kindergarten to every child whose parent wanted it. But just $40 million was allocated to schools in the rest of the state. The results, says a school funding advocacy group, were predictable. 82% of schools not in New York City have no plans to begin or expand pre-kindergarten in the upcoming school year. Billy Easton is with the Alliance for a Quality Education.
It's far from universal. I mean, I want to be clear, any progress on pre-K is a positive step. But the governor has sold this and continues to sell it as universal pre-K, but it serves such a small proportion of 4-year-olds in the entire state. It's a small amount of money compared to the need that's out there and the desire that's out there.
Governor Cuomo, at the time of the budget agreement, offered a caveat. He said lawmakers did not plan for every school to immediately enact full-day pre-kindergarten.
We have the funding to move the program at the pace the localities can move the program. It's not going to be a question of money. We have the funding. It's going to be a question of how quickly we can operationalize the program.
Cuomo says the rules for the content of the pre-K classes have also become stricter.
We don't want babysitting programs. We're making a big investment. We want quality pre-K programs, and we've changed the regulations to impress that.
The governor said at the time he'd be delighted if more schools needed the money for pre-K sooner. The New York State School Boards Association's Tim Creamer says a slower startup of pre-K might not be such a bad thing.
I'd rather start with some high-quality programs, see how they work, what lessons can be learned from those, and then expand the program after that. I'll take the governor on his word. He says as school districts become more interested in universal pre-K, the funding will be there.
But Creamer says schools have complained that the program has too many obstacles. It's awarded on the basis of competitive grants, and he says many schools don't have enough staff or employees skilled in grant writing to properly apply.
A lot of school districts say, hey, we're having enough trouble funding K through 12, let alone starting a whole new UPK.
School districts that want to start a pre-K program must first fund it themselves, then get reimbursed by the state for the costs. Easton, with Alliance for Quality Education, says other states that really wanted to provide access to pre-K for all were willing to pay for it.
Really was the goal to make pre-K universal. The way to do it is for the state to provide the money to the districts up front.
State Education Commissioner John King estimates it would cost around $1.5 billion to fully fund pre-K in all of New York. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.